The Australian Industry Group stepped up the pressure on the federal government today over industrial relations, saying the current laws are stifling productivity. The group's CEO, Heather Riddart, said the government's Fair Work Act should be amended and called for the return of individual contracts. Finance reporter Sue Lannan has the latest.
Heather Riddart has advised the federal government on major economic issues, including tax reforms, and has good relations with them. But the boss of the Australian Industry Group has taken on the new industrial relations laws, the Fair Work Act, which have been in place for just 2 years.
There's a lot of argument put that, employers are just failing to take advantage of the bargaining provisions of the Act to increase productivity, but this really misses the point. I think what companies tell me is they want to improve productivity on a daily basis, and they don't want inhibitions or restrictions in the Act or industrial instruments which impose barriers on such improvement. You know, for example, clauses that impede outsourcing or restrict the use of contractors.
Ms. Riddart says the Fair Work Act is helping to stifle productivity in Australia. She wants to see the reintroduction of individual contracts between workers and their bosses, brought in by the Howard government under Work Choices and scrapped by Labor. Ms. Riddart says a survey carried out by AIG found 70% of companies surveyed wanted to see the return of some sort of individual contract.
Look, I think we have a big productivity problem in Australia at a time when we really need a big increase in productivity. We've got flatlining productivity. We've got a dollar at $1.05 with a range of structural pressures overlaying it. And unless Australian workplaces become more productive, we're going to really lose competitiveness and lose ground. Now, workplace relations is not the only issue that needs to contribute to that, but it's a key issue, particularly at the enterprise level. And the evidence from our members on the basis of this survey we've done would suggest that it's not contributing to productivity increases.
Are you supporting a return to individual contracts as we saw under Work Choices?
Look, I think we're supporting the need for an individual statutory agreement. We hadn't changed our minds about that. We didn't advocate an AWA without a no disadvantage test. That was others' idea. We've been consistent in our view about it. The substitute for AWA's individual flexibility agreements aren't working. They're not delivering the sorts of flexibility. In fact, quite the opposite. So we do feel this needs to be revisited, but in a mature and sensible way.
So Work Choices under another name?
Not at all. Work Choices. In fact, you know, you might say that a lot of Work Choices still exist. We have a national system, we have national standards, etc. But the things that people didn't like about Work Choices were AWAs without a no disadvantage test, with an unfair dismissal regime up to 100. Those things don't exist anymore, and we're not advocating them and never did.
Economist Saul S. Lake is from the Grattan Institute.
There's no hard statistical evidence to link changes to the industrial relations system over the last couple of years to the decline in productivity growth, which has been going on for much longer over a variety of different industrial relations systems. There are certainly anecdotes, and Ms. Riddart has provided a few more, that suggest that some aspects of the present government's industrial relations system have inhibited the ability of employers flexibly to manage their workforce and to make productivity-enhancing organisational change. But at this stage, it's too early to say definitively on the basis of hard data that the changes the government's made to the industrial relations framework have materially contributed to the decline in productivity growth over the past decade, or indeed even over the last couple of years.
Labour market expert Dr. John Buchanan from the University of Sydney agrees there is no evidence to show that the Fair Work Act has lowered productivity. He thinks the move by Ms. Riddart is political.
Maybe she's had a falling out with the government, I don't know. If you look at the performance on productivity, if you're just going to take crude measures, basically productivity collapsed in the dying years of the Howard government. So if you're going to draw any kind of conclusions, you could argue that things actually went backwards under the aggressive anti-union and individualisation labour laws of the old regime. I'm not saying it's that simple, but, you know, if we're going to start playing with those kind of numbers, they're the real facts.
That's Dr. John Buchanan from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Sue Lannan.